This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Lent originated in the very earliest days of the church as a preparatory time for Easter, when the faithful rededicated themselves and when converts were instructed in the faith and prepared for baptism. Each year, Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent, a 40-day period that represents Christ's time of temptation in the wilderness, where he fasted and where Satan tempted him. Lent asks believers to set aside a time each year for a similar fasting, probably not a total fast like Jesus had, but some form of fasting, and it marks an intentional time of focus on Christ's life and his ministry, his sacrifice, and resurrection. In its true sense, Lent is a season of soul searching and repentance. It's a time when we focus on seeing the Lord more clearly and getting those things that blur our vision out of the way. I wear eyeglasses, and every morning I clean my glasses. Sometimes I have to clean them again during the day, like if it's raining and I'm outside, the water will get on my glasses and blur my vision. I don't like that, so I have a little cloth that's made of a material that won't scratch my lenses and at the same time cleans them. I have something that helps keep my glasses from fogging up. And when that helps me when I'm lecturing my students, because I have to sometimes look at my notes while I'm talking, and if my glasses are fogged up, well, that can be a problem. So it's important that we have a clear vision so that we see things as they should be seen. Okay, you know, if our spiritual vision is blurred, say by our disobedience to God in areas of our life, then it stands to reason we don't see God working in our lives as we should. We don't have a clear vision of him and his purposes for us. So if we want to sense God's power and his presence, then we must come to him with a desire for a pure and clean heart. Now here's what's interesting. He cleans us up without permanently scratching our spiritual lenses. We may experience consequences for our wrongs, but he gently leads us back in. And he does that by his grace. It's hard to correct our vision, however, if we aren't willing to admit we need correction. How can you have a better vision with your glasses if you don't admit that they're dirty, right? In Matthew 7, particularly verse 5, in that area, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, ask the question, why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? And how can you think of saying to your friend, let me help get rid of that speck in your eye when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Remember that passage? And he says, hypocrite. Well, get rid of the log in your own eye, and then you can see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. Jesus may have been drawing there on his background as a carpenter. You get a speck of wood in your eye, and it's very annoying, and you cannot see clearly. He's not forbidding all evaluation or even judgment of others. After all, once we have taken that log out of our eye, that big thing, and after we have grieved over it and humbled by what we have done, our sin, we can actually help someone get that speck out of their eye. So Lent is recognizing that we all have blurred vision, and it's about taking the necessary steps to correct that vision. So what do you do? Well, I mean, if it's not eating chocolate and that helps you have a better vision of God, then do without chocolate. I mean, the log that tends to be in my eye is David Whitlock, myself, self-focused, being self-centered, more concerned about my own self. And so every day of Lent, I'm going to pray this prayer, relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Are we to help others? Well, absolutely. Brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by sin, the scripture says, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path and be careful not to fall into that same temptation yourself. But for us to help others, we have to start with ourselves. And the irony is that when we start with ourselves, by getting the log of ourselves out of the way, we can begin to move outside ourselves into the lives of others and help them more clearly see God. I challenge you to do that as you begin the season of Lent. I challenge you to do that every day. Well, try it this week. Start there, and then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.